So a lot of our solitary bees are bees that actually overwinter in stems and the native vegetation that we have. So there has been a new trend going around right now called leave the leaves, kind of in conjunction with No Mow May that you may have heard of as well. So the best thing to do with your pollinator garden or any of your landscaping that you have in your yard is actually to leave it, because those native species use that area for a refuge. They overwinter in the form of an egg, or maybe as an adult, or maybe a queen bee who's actually impregnated for next spring. She's going to come out and make a new hive. So if we clear everything and we rake our leaves and we cut all the stems back, it really doesn't leave that much structure to encourage many pollinators to actually use your yard. So the best thing that you can do is actually leave the material you have on in your sites right now, leave the leaves, and then in the spring, after the fear of frost is completely gone, and then you can clean up if you would like to, after everything else has transformed and come out of the ground.